Topic 3. Sustainable Living. Track 6. Listen to a lecturer talking about waste disposal and choose the answer which best completes each of the sentences according to what you hear.
The common methods for disposing of waste include burying it in landfills, storing it, and incineration, completely burning the waste. Each of these approaches has its drawbacks. First, landfill space is limited. When chemicals are stored, they risk leaking, and the impact of their release into the atmosphere after incineration, or the residuals left in the ashes, is uncertain. Some materials, such as plastics, heavy metals, and toxic substances, can take many years to decompose. Many of us use these products regularly, such as drinking from plastic straws or using batteries containing the hazardous metal mercury. Our country lacks an efficient system for disposing of extremely toxic chemicals, so they are often shipped abroad for incineration. There is ongoing debate about building incinerators, machines designed to burn unwanted materials. While some argue that incinerators are unsafe, others do not believe that they can find any alternative for the time being. Typically, highly toxic chemicals are buried in concrete-lined cells, but in some cases, the concrete has cracked, causing contamination of the surrounding soil. Once soil is contaminated, it becomes unusable.